The power of prayer cannot be underestimated. I was thinking about this this morning when somehow or other I opened my prayer book and I came to this very real prayer. It said, Narottam says here, O Lord of my heart, please hear, oh please hear my prayer. You are the Supreme Lord. Please do not reject me. Even if I commit offenses, still you are my only protector. Please give me some insignificant service and consider me your own. Prayers bring us quickly in contact with the buried self. What do I mean? Our real core, our essence, is often covered or buried by so many concerns, worries, anxieties, plans, desires. But in prayer, we are led to become deeper and connect to the desires of the soul, the deeper desires. Such a devotee will understand, I have no other hope, no other shelter. You know, Narottam gives the example of a good husband and wife relation. He says, even if I be an offender, you are my only hope, just as the husband is the only hope for a chaste wife. If there is a quarrel in a traditional relationship, the wife has no one else than the husband. She has left her relatives. They will tell her, go back and clear it with your husband, and so on. She also doesn't want any other shelter. But problems do happen, and the husband, of course, I'm speaking traditionally here, will forgive his quarrelsome wife or in any other way unpleasant sayings of his wife. It is natural. So Krishna also will forgive his devotee because the devotee has no one else. He is faithful. He's chaste to Krishna. And such a prayer will always be heard. Especially in Vrindavan, I have seen prayers are heard instantaneously. You may go to a temple and you may say, oh, I would love to have the main offering, the one where all the good preparations are there. And then hours later, someone from the temple will come and say, hey, here is a plate of very nice Rajbhoja, the midday offerings for you. These are not isolated cases. This happened to a devotee whom I met yesterday. Prayers, whatever they are quickly heard. There is this law of reciprocation. Krishna may just have waited until you made a prayer, but it has to come from deep within and reveal the real desire.